A fourth suspect is now facing a felony charge in connection with the Canton double homicide. 36-year-old Emily Ryder of Canton was arrested Monday and is accused of hiding suspect Melissa Terrell of Canton by driving her around and not telling police. Ryder faces obstructing justice and is due in Canton Municipal Court tomorrow. Terrell, Eric Lamar, and Daryl Washington of Canton also face charges in the August 9th deaths of Katina Spells and Courtney Yeager, who were found shot inside a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Alliance City Council rejected a proposal that would have dissolved a bargaining unit representing city department heads. The resolution failed 4-3 Monday after new council president Julie Jackmides broke a 3-3 tie. Members Jim Edwards, Cindy King, and Philip Mastriani had voted against it. Council also approved a wage increase for a part-time certified residential electrical inspector and agreed to pay Parks Department retirement and severance costs from the general fund. Council approved buying a new pickup truck for the street department at a cost of up to $53,000. Another ordinance allows the city to seek bids for various supplies for next year. A Canton man has been sentenced to 90 days in jail after accidentally firing a gun inside his apartment. 66-year-old John Longmire pleaded guilty last month to improperly discharging a firearm and having a weapon under disability. Stark County Common Police Judge Kristen Farmer imposed the sentence. The incident happened April 12th on Tuscarawas Street East. The bullet traveled through three neighboring apartments, but no one was injured. Longmire will also serve 3 years probation and complete 200 hours of community service. The Louisville Board of Education dealt with personnel and financial matters Monday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
9 resignations, 15 new hirings, 8 transfers along with supplemental, athletic supplemental, and volunteer contracts along with 28 other staff and student workers were approved. The newly hired Assistant Superintendent Liz Liebens and Treasurer Adam Fisher took their seats as replacements for Anna Miner and Derek Nottingham, whose resignations were effective at the end of July. Classes will begin for all students on Thursday, August 20, and donations totaling $6,509 were gratefully accepted.
Several local high schools are among those ranked in the latest U.S. News & World Report Best High Schools list. Lake High School ranks 54th in Ohio, Hoover 57th, Jackson 69th, Louisville 93rd, and Northwest 106th. West Branch is 126th, Perry 177th, and Tuslaw 190th. East Canton ranks 293rd, Minerva 312th, Maslin 333rd, and Sandy Valley 334th. Alliance is 360th, Canton South 435th, and Marlington 463rd. Ohio ranks 22nd nationwide, with 26.5% of its high schools in the top 25% nationally. The rankings consider factors including college readiness, curriculum, state test performance, and graduation rates. An East Liverpool firefighter is recovering after being injured while battling a house fire Monday night. Lieutenant Joshua Coyle fell through a floor at the vacant home on Forsyth Place. Firefighters say he braced himself to avoid falling into the burning basement and was pulled to safety through a window. Coyle suffered minor injuries and was taken to a hospital. The fire was contained to the basement and the cause is under investigation. The West Branch School District is expecting expenses to outpace revenue within the next 3 years. The 5-year forecast accepted by the Board of Education Monday shows deficit spending beginning in 2029 and growing to about $2 million by 2031. Revenue is projected to rise slowly, while total expenses climb to nearly $25.9 million in 2031. Cash reserves are expected to fall from about $6.1 million in 2027 to roughly $2 million by 2031. A man accused of killing his half-brother in Youngstown has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter. 29-year-old Isaac Chapman of Youngstown entered the plea today in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. He's accused in the June 7th shooting death of 31-year-old Isaiah Donaldson at a Bonita Avenue home. Chapman's $500,000 bond was continued. A trial is set for August 31st. A man is recovering after being stabbed several times early today in downtown Youngstown. Police were called around 225 to West Federal Street. WKBN-TV reports the victim told officers 3 men stabbed him in the head and jaw. He was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. Police are investigating. A 40,000-square-foot expansion and renovation is now complete at the Surgical Hospital at Southwoods in Boardman. The multi-million-dollar project includes a new endoscopy unit and updated pre- and post-operative areas. Southwoods Health says patients will have larger, more private bays, while families will have an expanded waiting area. The health system says the project will help meet growing demand. A Niles man will spend 21 months in prison after a February standoff with police. 20-year-old Xavier Arrington was sentenced on a felony charge of discharging a firearm on or near prohibited premises. Police say he fired shots near Cedar Street from a duplex on Wood Avenue, then ran inside and refused to come out. Officers eventually made contact with Arrington using a drone. The federal trial of two men accused in the killing of a postal carrier in Warren has been delayed after prosecutors discovered new evidence. 25-year-old Caprice and 45-year-old Thomas Sledge were set to go on trial Monday in the March 2024 shooting death of Jonte Davis. Prosecutors say 87 pages of additional Postal Inspection Service reports were discovered last week and turned over to the defense. The trial is now set to begin next Monday in Cleveland. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.